Killing with Kindness led me to some commissions this week, and I have yet another absolutely fire Instagram engagement tip that you will not hear anywhere else. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Listen while you're arting. Welcome to the J Primecast. This is episode 33. We'll start off as we always do by looking at the last person in my Instagram feed and dedicating it to them. So the last person in my Instagram feed is Bosnjaka, B-O-S-N-J-A-K-A 123, or Bosnjaka, I don't know. I never know how to pronounce these things. Andre Bosniak. Oh, I think I pronounced that right. Thank you for popping up in my feed and being active. I seriously appreciate it. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. All right, there's a lot to get to this week. I got some big content for you. I'm really starting to feel this. Like, I don't know, something's happened this past week where I'm really kind of getting into this, really kind of getting more excited. And really starting to feel like, I don't know, something special is going on, you know? So, dang, yeah. A lot of stuff to get to this week. Let's keep it moving here. I'm not going to ask you guys for anything at all this week. That's my goal, is to not ask for anything and to make sure I'm bringing you a lot. And I think I am going to do that this week. So I'm not asking you for anything. Usually this is the part where I would ask you guys to do something. I won't even say what it is. So I'm not going to ask you for anything. I want you to benefit. I want you to grow. This week in particular, I found that giving did a lot. And I want to keep doing that. I want to keep building that on that premise, that giving, you know, just to give. And we'll talk more about that later on in the episode. Announcements. I am apparently unable to get this podcast down in time. It's continuously like 40 minutes-ish and up. So it's I've had a goal of trimming it back. It's just not happening. And recently there's been so many things that I really want to kind of go deeply into. That's just not happening. Trimming it down is just not happening, and that's fine. I haven't gotten any complaints on it, so whatevs, that's fine. The next thing I want to talk about real quick is last week I talked about combining the mental health stuff with the art stuff. I think I found another avenue to fulfill that mental health kind of podcasting thing. I think with this, combining mental health might be too much, but I think combining it with like confidence, self-esteem, and dealing with those mental obstacles, like I'm not good enough or people aren't going to like it, that's doable. That's different than mental health. Mental health to me is like what I do in therapy, and it's different. It's different, and I have to keep it that way. What I do here is more of like audio mentorship, maybe. I mean, really what I do here is just talk about myself and what I'm learning and growing in, my challenges and whatnot. And I mean, that's what it is. But I think at the most, it's more of a audio mentorship for every single one of you. By the way, the podcast took a nice little jump last week. So that's cool. I want to continue to talk openly about those mental health. Those sort of mental obstacles, I'll call it that, and how to address those things just through my own process. But also I want to get very specific with people and with the 3-minute limits. I think I'm going to take a turn on that this week as well and kind of take that more seriously. So the mental health piece of it, not exactly, but the other piece of it of confidence level and self-esteem and whatnot, I do want to tackle that directly. I've noticed that's something that's a constant theme with the people that I interact with through DM or that respond to questions I put out there, is those mental obstacles are a constant theme. So the mental health stuff with me as a therapist, I think I've talked about, I have a job as a therapist, but it's not really my job. It's a role that I fill, and it's not a private practice job. So I do feel this urge to grow in as a therapist in the private practice realm with my own name. I think I talked about that on the bonus episode from last week. So the way I'm going to do that is to do a podcast about mental health with a couple of my coworkers. That's an idea we've had for a while, and we took it a lot more seriously last week. And I think we're going to record our first episode tomorrow after work. And we've already got like a Twitter going for it, Facebook, email. So the pieces are coming together. I'm not going to say what that is right now. I want to see how real we are about this. I think it's real. I think we're all really excited, but you know, it's like people drop stuff really easily. So once I know it's a real thing and that we're all on board, like fully, you know, then I'll let you guys know what the name of that podcast is. And you can get a pretty hefty dose of the mental health stuff. The premise of that podcast is going to be three real life therapists talking about fictional characters and mental health, or how therapists are portrayed in popular media. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think very informative as well. So, all right. The mental health podcast, I'll let you guys know when that rolls around. Right now it's not here. We're just getting it off the ground. Once it's concrete, I will definitely let you know. And you can hear me in a much different way if you're just dying to hear more of me for some reason. The topic this week, I actually have two for you. The first one is kindness. This week, that was a theme that came up a couple times in the stories and in DMs and just chatting with people. There was a lot of that going on, just giving real nice shout outs. Luke had the challenge last week of giving a shout out to, I think it was an independent creator in particular. And a few of us from Discord, I saw doing that, and there was just a lot of love being spread around. I did some kind things, I guess, some shout outs, sharing DMs that I have with people. I think that would be a value to other people. And I get people's permission first before I do that, typically. Sometimes I don't, usually I do. And I actually have a really good one that I want to post probably tomorrow in my stories. So on Monday, so check my stories if you're listening to this. Actually, it won't be up yet, but that tomorrow, it'll be up tomorrow, Monday. So the funny thing is this weekend, I did something for free that has led me to this kind of this weird like commission request thing that happened this weekend. I did a profile picture update for at Fun4Spidey. He's someone I've done transactions with in the past with some Spider-Man pictures. And he's had one of my Spidey pics as his profile picture forever. And he hit me up saying, you know, asking me if I would update it and how much I would charge. And I said, don't worry about it, I got you. And it was just because. I don't know, I just felt like doing something nice. And he's a nice guy. He's a super nice guy. He like, go to his page, you'll see pictures of him with kids. He dresses up as Spider-Man and does these events and conventions and whatnot, but also it looks like schools. And like, he's just, I don't know, I think that's super cool that he does that. And I don't know, I just thought it was super cool. So if he's gonna give, especially to kids and families, and like, that's just so awesome that of course I'm gonna like, I don't know, I felt like giving to him, you know. And it just sounded like fun as well. I hadn't done Spider-Man in a while, and it was a pretty simple update. I don't know, the whole thing sounded like fun, and it was for the right person who was doing the right stuff. So, I don't know, it just felt right. So I was like, yeah, no, I didn't even think about it. It was just, yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to kind of help him out. After I agreed to it, I actually DM'd him. We were talking through DMs anyways, but I DM'd him saying, hey, if you don't mind, would you share this in your stories and in your feed? And he has like 100,000 followers. He's very active, has a great following. So I sent that to him, and right away I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't have asked him for anything. So I unsent it. I don't know if he read it or not. It didn't say seen, so I don't think he read it, although it might have shown up in his notifications before. I don't know. Before I erased it? I don't know. But I'm hoping he didn't see it. So I unsent it. And you can do that, by the way, if you didn't know that. Because I was like, you know, if I'm going to do this thing where I'm giving without asking for anything in return, I need to take that really literally. And even asking for exposure is asking for something. So I deleted that. And I'm glad I did. It just felt better. I'm doing it for free because I like him. He's a good person, and I want to have a good relationship with him, you know? So I felt wrong about that, and I deleted it. I was taking this thing, this idea. This is a Gary Vee idea of giving without expecting anything in return. I'm taking this very seriously. He ended up talking with me about a paid opportunity, and we agreed to something tonight just before the podcast recording here, actually. So it led to something with him that is a paid thing. I don't know if I want to talk about dollar amounts, but it pays nicely. I said, hey, this is what I would charge for the thing that you want. He wants me to do, well, whatever, not worth going into, but I gave him an amount, and he's like, yeah, I could do that. So that was cool. I got a paid opportunity. When I posted it, so not only did I get a paid opportunity, but I recorded the process of coloring it. So I got a video out of it, time lapse. I'll use that. I don't know when. I actually sized that for my IGTV, so I plan on using that in IGTV. So I got a video out of it. I got content. Oh my God. I posted it to Instagram. The flats. I posted the flats of that to Instagram, right? That day. And this is without him even sharing it. I got like 61 new followers, probably because it's Spider-Man. And just the flats, as of this point, this was just yesterday, so it's still going up. It's one day ago, I'm at over 1,400 likes. That's probably my highest, not ever. I think I've hit higher than that, but that's extremely high. The final colored version, which I posted a couple hours later for some reason, is 623. I've noticed that where the flats, like the first impact, gets more likes than the follow-up, which is better, in my opinion. I don't know why. But I got great content, really good response from people on a Saturday too, which usually I don't post a whole lot on Saturdays. So that was real nice. So I got the video, I'll do a time lapse out of it. That'll add to my IGTV at some point. I got some really good interaction in my feed. And then I think people saw that I was, because I wrote that I'm doing it for fun for Spidey. And I think people saw that and thought I was open for commission, which I'm not technically, but I did mention that I should make some money because I spent some family money on my art stuff recently. So I need art money. So I took the commission from him, and I also took someone else hit me up with a request, and I was like, I'm not open for commissions, but if the idea is right, I'll consider it. And he had a really cool idea for like a Jubilee with a hoverboard, and it sounded fun and different for me, and I thought that would be a nice way to mix it up. So I agreed to that. And the fee was already posted on my website for $60, so that wasn't an issue. And then immediately after that, someone else hit me. And again, this is all from me doing something for free, just to be kind, right? Someone else hit me up immediately after that. They haven't paid, but we've agreed on the terms, which is to do five blank cover commissions. For a pretty good amount, like I mean, a nice chunk of money. He hasn't paid, hasn't put down a deposit, but we did agree that it'd be half up front, half later on, and I would have complete creative control. He said I could do after pick if I wanted to. He just wants me to kind of go off and have fun on it. Like that's perfect. So I get a good chunk of money, I get to have control over it and have fun with it. It was, the fun was there, the money was there, that was cool. The exposure wasn't there, but that's not a big deal for me. With this, it was more about it was like the right project. It sounds like a lot of fun to do these five covers, and I get to venomize whatever I want to. So it's a good thing for me. We agreed on the price. This is actually it's a follower that's been really really cool for a long time, and I don't know. So it's just you never know. You never know who's able to like pay a nice chunk. Who's ready to like. Do like five commissions at once, you never know. So just treat everybody with kindness, really. That came out of nowhere. That was a nice little surprise. But it's not real yet because it hasn't been paid. But that's just so it's another opportunity that came out of me doing something kind. On top of that, somebody else asked me about commissions. I turned it down unless it was Venom, and I haven't heard any follow-up, so I don't think it's a Venom one. And then someone else asked me for a Joker profile picture. I told him to DM me. No follow-up. But I could DM him if I was serious about it and inquire. But basically, there was four opportunities, four leads for commissions, two of which materialized, and actually it was five, I think what it was. Two of which materialized, three more which two which probably won't, and a third, the big one, which might. But regardless of whether it follows through or not, and if I was more active, I could probably make that happen. But just me doing something kind, like that's the lesson here, is like, you don't do something kind because you might get something in return. You do it just to do it, and it ended up working in my favor. I'm really happy with the way things worked out. Plus, yeah, I mean, plus the content. Plus, I got the content out of it, which performed really, really well. I think that people are looking at, I'm an artist and I deserve to get paid. If it's your full-time job, I get that. But I think people are looking at it in that way, and they look at these opportunities as, all right, you want something out of me? This is what it's going to cost. Rather than, like, you're the right person, you're doing good, let me do good back. I want to kind of just feed into how I want to feed into the good, like, that's the way I saw it, was just, it's a good guy, I want to be a part of it, and he needs something, and I can help out, and I'm super glad he asked me to, and it ended up working out further, or is going to work out. You know what I mean? So I don't know, just stop looking at things as a transaction, I think, as like an opportunity to make money. I don't think they're all like that. Of course, we want to look for those things. I wouldn't, if it wasn't for, I don't think I would do anything else for free for anyone. For him, it just felt right. So I don't know, just stop looking at things as like, this is a chance for me to make money. That not all opportunities are like that, I don't think. So what's funny is that's my mindset this weekend, right? I'm not looking for the one sale or the one transaction or whatever. I was looking to give, and to give more than people were giving me, and people were giving me a lot this weekend. So just tons of love and positive comments and shares. Like, people were sharing. It's just super cool. Ninja Turtles, that account, I gave them another finalized Ninja Turtle Venom, and they shared it immediately. Like, they're just on it. I love that. I know Symbiotic Venom is just on it. Like, that's just, I'm finding the right accounts that are like, have that kind of mindset of like, they want to share and grow. I don't know, it's just cool. And yeah, I'm sorry. So that was my mindset this weekend. And then something that does not happen very often is people asking for like a share for share, or like for like, or whatever the heck. And a couple of people did that to me this weekend, which is, it's like, that never happens in the weekend that I'm doing good just to do good, because it feels good and I want to help. People are like, hey, well, I'll share mine if you share it. They're looking at it as, what do I get out of it? Rather than, Justin Prime is doing good and I want to be a part of that. If they did that, I would have given them a share, or I would have like shared in my stories the kind words that they said or what they did without even them asking. Like, I don't know, I think positivity is infectious and it grows, and people are looking for that share for share nonsense. Like, it's lazy, and they're thinking about themselves, and they're looking for bigger accounts that can help them out, and it's just sad without giving something more in return, or without giving something more in the first place. So just give. I mean, if you get anything out of this, just give, because it's nice. I don't expect you to do work for free, and I can't guarantee that you'll get a nice result like I did, but look for opportunities to give shout outs, and even just like giving comments to your favorite artist and stuff. Like, it's just nice. Like, just do nice, man. Give. People like it. They like it when you give, and there's so easy, such easy free ways to do it. It builds relationships. Actually, today, this tonight, I in my stories, I did one slide where it says two artists that are destroying Inktober, and I put, I'm going to get his name wrong, Dimitris Pantazassi's art, who is just, oh, killing it. And the second one is King of Smaster, who has done a couple of chats with me in the past, and he's absolutely destroying Inktober. And I just wanted people to know that. So I put that out there and I had a nice little conversation with King of the Master tonight through DM, just to kind of reconnected with him. You know, it was, that was nice. And I asked him if he would do a 3-minute limit with me. He said he would this week. He might have some time. But he was into that idea. So just doing something nice, you know what I mean? And like reconnecting with someone and then being like, hey, would you mind doing something with me? Like that's super quick. You know, but the point is I brought him value first by just, you know, being nice, just by being kind and by letting people know he's doing an incredible job, you know. And then after reconnecting with him, then, and he's so cool. Luckily, we have a good relationship already. But then saying, hey, would you mind doing this thing? And I almost felt bad asking him that, but I sacked it up and I just asked him because I knew he'd be cool with it. Yeah, just give, build relationships. You know, and me doing that for King of Smaster, it was nice to touch base with him again and just build on our relationship. You know, he's just good people. Just give. Document your process. Give that, dude. Like, if nothing else, just document your process and give that to people. The other thing I want to talk about, the other topic here, is I'm calling it, are you okay with that? This is something. This is a sentence, a question that I want you to put in your head, and it's something that popped up for me this week. I've talked about my own mental obstacles in the past, with really feeling kind of intimidated by reaching out to people that I think are better than me on a professional level. Like I'm terrified of messaging Jake Parker. I probably wouldn't message Joe Madera. You get the idea, right? Like these people just. Talking to Sean Galloway is intimidating. He's super cool. We've chatted before, but still kind of gets to me. And there's plenty of people that I'm just like, you know, I'm just not good enough. And I put myself down, right? And I know we all do that. So, that and I talked about that, I think, the past couple weeks, right? So, those are my mental obstacles. I'm not good enough to talk to pros or like, you know, to take their time up, or my audience is big enough. I'm not bringing these people enough value, and I'm asking for something first. Like, that probably is the wrong way to go about it. But really, like, what I'm telling myself, and I'm just talking about 3-minute interviews. What I'm telling myself is that I don't feel like I'm worth 3 minutes of their time. I feel like I'm confident in myself and that I have a lot to give. I think highly of myself, honestly, not like egotistically, but just I think I'm a good person and I have a lot to give. But I really put other people on a pedestal for some reason. Like serious, like on a serious, ridiculously high pedestal. You know what I mean? But that's literally what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm not worth 3 minutes of these people's time that I'm putting on a pedestal. That's ridiculous, right? Saying it's ridiculous. So these thoughts that I have in my head are leaving me with the feeling of I'm not good enough. Actually, I'm sorry, it's the other way around, really. I already feel like I'm not good enough, and these thoughts just kind of confirm that, but I'm not going to go that deep, whatever. So the exercise here is to take those thoughts that you have in your head. Maybe you could identify with the ones that I gave. But take those thoughts that are getting in the way of you accomplishing whatever it is you want to accomplish. So that's my example. Like, for real, think about what is it in your life, what is your goal? Even a small one, and what is getting in the way? What thoughts do you have that are getting in the way of accomplishing that goal? I'll give you a second while I take a sip here. Why do I always drink when I do these things? Because it, I don't know, it makes it easier. So I'm more relaxed, that's why. And it's the end of the week, it feels good. Sunday night beer. All right, so way off track. So what is your goal? What is the thought you have in your head that is getting in the way? Usually it comes down to I'm not good enough. Or people won't like it, or people will make fun of me or leave negative comments, right? Whatever your thoughts are that are getting in the way. What I want you to do is tell yourself, fine, it's true, all right? I want you to accept those thoughts, that is a reflection of reality, that you're right, that someone will make fun of you, that you aren't good enough. I want you to actually believe, okay, it's those thoughts are there for a reason and it's true. Accept it as the truth. So for me, that would be, I'm not good enough, I don't bring enough value, and I don't have a big enough audience, right? Now, have you accepted those as true? Like, that's the way the world is, right? Now what I want you to ask yourself is, are you okay with that? That's what I asked myself earlier this week, because these thoughts were going through my head. I was processing stuff, just thinking. I think it was in the morning, like Monday, Tuesday morning, I was getting ready for work. And these thoughts were in my head, and I'm like, you know, I'm tired of these thoughts. So I'm just going to accept it as reality. Like, yeah, I'm not good enough. That's the way it is. Fine. And that's what I told myself. It's fine. And then the next question I asked myself was, are you okay with that? My answer was no, I'm not. So I'm really curious what your answer was. And for real, like, DM me. I want to know what your answer was. Are you okay with that? For me, no, I'm not. If the answer is yes, then all right, well, you're right where you need to be. You don't need to do anything differently. If the answer is no, the next question is, all right, well, what do you want to do about it? So for me, I will start reaching out to people and be more aggressive. Not like a dick, but I will be more aggressive about lining people up for 3-minute limits. I want to take that. I know there's something special there. I want to take that really seriously. That's my goal. My thoughts are getting in the way, and I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. I'm not okay with it anymore. So I'm giving myself permission to kind of move on. Like, that's the way the world is. Fine. Now it's my job to navigate that, to deal with that, just like you. So that's it. Like, if you're not okay with if you're not okay with that, with the world being that way, what are you gonna do about it? So I'm gonna start reaching out to people more often. I'm gonna start that immediately, probably tomorrow, Monday. Actually, I started it tonight by reaching out to. I have a relationship with them already, so maybe it doesn't count. See, that's one of those thoughts. But that's one of those thoughts right there. I just undercut what I accomplished. But yeah, King of Semester, I reached out to him and I asked him, and he said he said it was a cool idea. Now is a bad time, but this week he might have some time. I want to find people to reach out to, and maybe I'll just go all in and like email Jake Parker and DM him or get his attention somehow. It's only 3 minutes, right? So I'm not okay. If that's the way the world is, that I'm not good enough, I'm not bringing enough value, I'm not okay with that. So I'm just going to deal with it. I'm just going to move forward and try and meet my goal. Hopefully that makes sense to you guys. I'm very, very curious what your answer is to that question. I'm dead serious. Please direct message me. If you're in Discord, my group, I want you to post it in the episode discussion. I want to know. I want everyone else to know. I'm dead serious. I want to know. All right, so identify your obstacle. This is the map here, right? What's your obstacle? Actually, I'm sorry. What's your goal? What mental obstacle is getting in the way? Accept that your mental obstacle is actually a reflection of reality, and then ask yourself if you're okay with that, and if not, what are you going to do about it? Boom, there you go. That's your thing right there. That's our new sentence. That's our new question. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? I want to know your answer. Let's talk about my goals in general. Create comics, build a network/community, and grow in every way possible, including my fan and follower base and my skill level. Mentorship is still a big goal of mine. I'm not really saying that for some reason anymore. I don't know where that fits in, but it's in there somewhere. First question for me is, did I create comics? I'm going to say no. This week I'm going to say no. I did one panel. Ouch. Awful. I got super, super swept up in the whole Venom stuff. Really into it. I mean, it just does something for me. I don't know what it is about Venom. And Ninja Turtle Venoms, game over. Like, I got swept up in it hard. And then all the social media stuff, just connecting with people, stories kind of took over this weekend. And then also I started doing the podcast planning stuff with, that took up some time. We have a Twitter account that I was playing around with and trying to get the hang of after hours, and that took up some time. So all that, I have way too much going on. I have my new podcast, the mental health one. I have the 100 Venoms. I have my comic book. I have a couple of commissions I just took on. And I already feel way overwhelmed. And what to make it worse, the stress, the pressure, the comic book has a time limit. And that's new for me. Usually I can like budget my time, but we have a time limit, which is November 24th, I believe. So that adds a new wrinkle. That's like that's under a month and a half away. Oh boy. Yeah, so I gotta take that way more seriously. So I did look at the I opened up Little Red a few times. I did do one panel that took a long time. It was just a struggle. I did a couple of different versions. I didn't like it. I ended up with something I liked a lot. I just got stuck. I don't know. I got kind of stuck. So I was able to work around it though. I found myself just kind of, I try and work on it. Wasn't clicking, so I worked on something else. I came back to Little Red, worked on something else like the Turtles, Ninja Turtle Venoms, and came back to Little Red. Because it wasn't clicking this week. The Venom things were, the social media stuff was. Little Red was wasn't clicking for me. But I did get a panel done. I do like the way it looks a lot, but it poses a new problem. It's like a little fight scene, and I think I jumped too far ahead in the fight sequence for the panel one. I'm gonna move that. I already have a solution. I'm gonna move that over to panel three and then redo panel one. It just, I don't know, it put me in this bind of like, this is, it's, something's happening too fast, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I didn't do a very good job with creating comics this week. Yeah, other stuff just took a, I prioritized other things. What could I have done better? The same thing that I've done in the past, really set aside the time and completely focus on it. I was super distracted this week by the social media stuff. I didn't set aside a chunk of time to work on Little Red. And I tried to squeeze it in here. Or I did squeeze it in here and there. But I know from the past, like from working on Sculptor Stories or Astro Pig, that I have to be working on really almost nothing else. And right now I have a lot on my plate. So all that does not work well. We'll see how it goes, huh? All right. Second question, did I build a network slash community this week? Absolutely. Big yes. All capitals in my outline. All capitals, yes. The stories and the DMs this week, especially this weekend, were very active. The engagement in my feed, super, like ridiculously high. I don't know, something is just going right. I don't know. It's not like a specific thing either. It's the stuff that I talk about every week. Man, it's just the stuff I talk about every week that I'm doing, and it's helping, you know. The Hellboy pencils that I posted today, 72 comments. Well, half of those are mine, so divided by two is what, 36? Yeah, that's not bad. 669 likes on a Sunday for pencil. That's not too shabby. The flats for Spider-Man, over 1,400 likes. 24 comments. Half of those are mine, so like 12. I think it counts mine as part of those comments. Not too shabby. The final version of that Spider-Man, same thing, but less likes. Half as many likes ish. I don't know. Things are just popping. The stories are just kind of going off. There's lots of engagement there, lots of love going on there. And there's a pretty high retention rate from slide to slide. Man, it's just things are going right. I did a live stream this weekend. Last night, I was up real late. Had a nice little turnout of people watching and stuck around for pretty much the whole time. That's crazy. Someone joined me in the live stream. My tip at the end of the episode, by the way, is about live streams. Seriously, don't miss it. Don't miss it. So it's just, through the social stuff, I built stronger connections. I did a live stream with Bliss underscore Art, I believe. He just asked to join. Yeah, cool. Come on in. So we drew, we chatted, had a nice little conversation. Someone else wanted to join and just say hi, let him join and say hi, and that was it. It was kind of funny. Splaff Olympics. I gotta mention his name again. I've mentioned him before. Just tremendous, tremendous fan slash follower. He was there the whole time. He was super active. He is someone that I was talking directly to during the live stream. I want him to know that all his efforts are super special to me and mean a lot. What could I have done better this week as far as building a network slash community? I don't know. I'm super happy with the way it went. I just need to keep doing more of the same. But I'll tell you what, like it's very time consuming. Keeping up with the DMs, it's time consuming. Screenshots and sharing on live stream. I'm sorry, sharing on the stories. It takes up. It's time. It's time consuming. But the good thing is that I'm doing these things when I wouldn't be doing anything else, anyways. I'm serious, like dead serious. I was at Safeway today in line, just doing DMs and live. I keep saying live streams, DMs and stories. Responding to comments, interacting, being in line is a great time to get something done. I know it sounds silly, but it is. When my son's taking a bath, that's a great time. When he's going down for sleep, that's a really good time. I was barbecuing out in the backyard. That was a good time. I got some social stuff done then. Like it's just those moments where it's so easy. It's on your phone in your pocket. Just get it out, get to work. It doesn't require a whole lot. So it is time consuming, but I'm finding those moments where it's pretty much dead time anyways. That's the bread and butter right there. Third question, did I grow this week? Socially, yeah, I did. My follower, let me check. I wanted to give you guys, I didn't write this down in my outline. I want to give you a live check-in of what my follower count increase was this week. I got this thing called Analytics. It's a app. It just says analytics. I think I'll have to screenshot it and put it on my stories. It just says analytics. So today only, another 61 followers. Dang. That's pretty awesome. The same thing was yesterday, 61 new followers. That's crazy. This week, and it's been steady throughout the day, just I'm looking at my chart here like, dang. This week, new followers, 195. That's 2% growth. 2% growth in 1 week. 195 followers. I am doing something right. Like, take note, please. Whatever it's everything I'm saying. I'm doing everything I'm saying. It's not fake. It's not bullshit. Excuse me. It's not bullshit growth. So I'm really excited. I haven't seen this kind of growth in a very long time, if ever. It's crazy. I'm closing in on 10,000. I mean, at this pace, I'll hit 10,000 by the next podcast. That's a big deal because it unlocks the swipe up, and then I'll do some damage from there. But damn, man, like this, something's going right. 195 new followers this week since the 7th. Yeah, that's not even a full week. That's 6 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, I guess it's 7. Oh, it counts to 7. Yeah, that's 7 days. In 7 days, not too shabby. I'm really proud of that. I know. I'm not even at the turning point yet. This was nice, but I know that something's gonna click for people, and there's gonna be a huge snowball effect. I know it. Like this week was a good kind of feel of it. Like, there was a lot of that just kind of sharing going on and people giving me shout outs just for being nice. And I know it's going to get bigger. So if you were one of those people, thank you so much. Luke, you're always one of those people, man. I appreciate the heck out of you. Jack and Brendan Metcalf. I don't know, everyone. You guys are super cool. It starts with those few people that you know are really down. It starts with them. Like those people I mentioned, and a whole bunch of other ones, especially from my Discord community. But I don't know, it snowballs from there, but it has to start somewhere. It starts small, you know? Just focus on those people. Like I said, Splaff Olympics. If he's one of your followers, you're lucky. He's fantastic. Make sure you make him happy, all right? For real. So what could I have done better as far as building an... Oh, sorry. I was reading the wrong part. Yeah. Skills. Oh, and my skills, did I grow this week? Not really. I don't think I did. I think I grew in confidence, I could say. doing the live stream was a really nice boost in confidence. I was really kind of anxious about it. I haven't done a live stream in quite a while, and I felt like going into it, I should have an idea of what I was going to draw. And I really didn't know until I hit go or start or whatever. I think I knew I was going to do a Hellboy, but I had zero idea what it was going to look like. So people got to see me in my whole process of figuring it out along the way. So I think I got a nice little confidence boost for live stream, and I got the taste of it. Like, I want to do more of that. It was really nice. It was very beneficial. Something that I got to do more of. What could I have done better? I don't know. I think I should be live streaming pretty much everything I do if I can. I think I kind of kicked butt this week with the social stuff. The skills thing, I can focus on specific skill growth, and I'm just not doing that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Who's following me? I didn't prepare this again. Dang it. Let me flip through my Instagram feed here and see who pops up. Let's see who pops up. That's a good one. The first person who gave me 3 recent likes, Ryan_Elv. Ryan is a very active follower. I'm always seeing him in my interactions. Super, super cool. Very much appreciated. And he and I have had a little bit of a DM chit chat. Actually, a pretty good amount. Super cool follower. Thank you, Ryan, for being so great. I wish I knew how to pronounce these names. Yeah, Ryan Elv. I'll say Ryan Elv. I don't know. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. All right, let's listen to the... Actually, the next section is kind words, question, or critique. The last two have been epic because they've been just ridiculous comments with, like, basically, like, their fan fiction that people are leaving for me. I didn't have anything planned. Honestly, there was so much kind of love going around this weekend, and I could easily find something, but I don't know. I don't want to dwell on that. I didn't plan that out. Honestly, the answer is I didn't plan it out. So let's take a look at the Lab 5 weekly challenge for this week. And after the break, maybe I will have something for you as far as a kind word, question, or critique. But let's hear what Luke has for us this week.
What's up, J Prime Casters? It's Luke here with this week's weekly challenge. This week's a social media week. Seeing that Justin's getting on live stream, I felt it would be a good time to everyone to sort of think outside the box a little and try something on social media that they haven't done much or haven't done before. So whether that's fan arting for someone, submitting a picture to a fan page, or hitting up a live stream or IGTV itself, try something different, see what sort of engagement you get. Some platforms aren't as effective as others, but it's still good to have a bit of knowledge on how they work and just have some fun and put it out there and see what you get back. And that's about it. So share it to your normal J Prime Cast hashtags, social media communities, and see what you get. And that's it. Thank you. Catch you next time. Bye.
Luke, that is incredible, and it actually fits really, really well with my Instagram tip toward the end. I love that, man. I would really encourage everyone listening to deeply kind of go into Instagram, do something new, like for real, Luke. I'm glad I don't listen to these ahead of time. You have no idea how good advice that was, because I find myself constantly finding something new, like the live stream thing. Like, I knew it was there, but I didn't realize how valuable it was. And I'll talk about that in the tip. Again, I'm teasing you guys. But, you know, I've been spending more and more and more time on Instagram, just kind of poking around, finding out what's what. And there's little things, like little benefits, little bonuses, little secrets to find here and there. I'll talk about it more in the live stream section or in the tip section. I did find something. Thank you, Luke. Thank you. That was perfect, man. I love it. Love it. Killing it, dude. Anyhow. I did find a question, comment, or critique. I'm not going to say this person's name because I plan on posting pretty much our entire conversation. But the conversation started off with a really interesting question that I'll kind of go into here. which is, and I'll be kind of quick about it. I should be. He says, "Hey, the first thing he said to me, hey, what got you into art?" Most people I ask, I love that he's asked more than one person. Most people I ask have no idea how to answer. Maybe it's an odd question. I'm just curious. And then a happy face. So my answer to him was, nothing got me into it. It's just something I have to do. And then he said, have to do as in you don't enjoy it? I'm like, no, I love every moment of it. If I wasn't creating, I wouldn't be me. I'd be miserable. Like, there's a force inside of me that I obey. I can't remember a time where I wasn't drawing, even as a teeny tiny kid. I just had to. It's like my body has to. It's just inside of me. I have to. And I know when I don't, I'm miserable. I'm really irritable. I get pissy as heck. Usually I can go a day. If I don't do any art, it's really difficult. By the end of the day, I have to stay up later and kind of do something. But if I go a full day without arting, and then another day, I'm not happy. I'm not a happy guy at all. I'm extremely anxious. I have to like create. I have to draw. I have to do something visual. And if until I do it, I'm not a happy person at all. I'm a fundamentally different person if I'm not creating. So, you know, nothing got me into art. It's just I'm just obeying this like thing inside of me. I just have to. So that's the answer. There is a really wonderful conversation between myself and this person that I'll share on Monday in my stories. Make sure you hit it up. I think it's really valuable. Where are we at here? Instagram tip. Here it is finally, all right? So live streaming. I know people are terrified to live stream. I know showing yourself or your process is absolutely terrifying. It is. I get it. But if you can do it, it's so, so valuable for your confidence growth. So valuable. And look, if you can't commit to live streaming in front of all of Instagram, fine. I would ask you to draw in front of someone that you trust and that you feel safe with and that you know is not going to make fun of you. And like just that's the way I started off. Because before my first convention, I would draw in front of a friend of mine. I would draw in front of him. I asked him, hey, can I draw in front of you? Because it freaks me out. And I don't want to walk into my convention without being ready for it. So it's the same thing. You don't want to do live streaming unless you're ready for it. Fine. Pick someone that you know and draw in front of them. All right. Anyhow. So once you get the confidence to get to live streaming, I think there's a little growth opportunity that we haven't thought about. Because this is what happens, right? I'll be honest, completely honest, I haven't done this yet. This just hit me literally last night while I was live streaming. And if you watch the live stream, I don't know if it's still up or not, but you'll hear me you'll hear it like click with me. Because while I was live streaming, Bliss_art, he joined me, or he requested to join, and I let him in. And as we're drawing, I'm like, hey, Instagram notifies your followers that we are live streaming, or that you're live streaming, huh? So what happens is Instagram notifies my followers that I'm live streaming. I have no idea how many notifies. I don't know the percentage of that. I have no idea. And people might have to have that notification turned on. I don't know. So a lot of this is unknown. But basically, the people are notified off the bat that I'm live streaming, and that's it. But as you let people in, those people, Instagram notifies their followers, potentially a brand new set of people, that they're live streaming. Those people will come to their live stream and see you. Does that make sense? So the more people you let into your live stream, the greater, the more variety of people that will potentially see you drawing, the more potentially new set of eyeballs will see you drawing. And potentially new followers and interactions, right? Get it? So the idea here is to draw with people. That's one. But I think the bigger accounts, if you have a big account, I think there's a special opportunity here for you. So I think it's something that I could play into. I don't know if I'm quite there yet, But I could let people know, hey, I'm going to be live streaming like 2 hours in advance. And let them know I'm looking to draw with people. All right? And basically, I want to draw with people for like 10 minutes at a time. If there's the demand for it. If only Bliss Art shows up next time and wants to draw with me for an hour, cool. But if Bliss Art shows up and Jack shows up and Luke shows up, then to me it's like a what do you call it, a revolving door. To me it's like a, you know, I want to draw with anyone who wants to draw. And if it's a huge demand, I'll give you guys 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. You know what I mean? Because every time someone comes in that revolving door, every time one person leaves, so I'll kick out Bliss Art, let Luke come in, who will dominate, of course. Let Luke come in, and then his followers will be notified that he's doing a live stream and come on over. Kick him out and let Jack in, who will, of course, dominate. Love you, Jack. His followers will be notified that he's doing a live stream. So all I'm doing my live stream the same amount of time that I would have anyways, but I'm getting new eyeballs, potentially new eyeballs, for the same amount of time, and I'm building connections with the people that are drawing with me. It's legitimate. It's not a hack. It's not some BS trick. It's you're building a relationship. You're having fun. You're discussing things that are of value to the people who are there. I think there's lots of genuine relationship building opportunities, kindness opportunities. And this isn't a share-for-share nonsense. This is like a real relationship building, plus the benefit of people being notified that you're doing a live stream. So if you're drawing, in my opinion, you should be doing it live. And even if like if you're listening and you don't want to draw with me, but you want to just pop in and say what's up, I'm it adds variety. I'm all for it. I don't know who it was. I forgot his name, but some guy just wanted to say what's up. He jumped in. I think he was laying in bed. I don't know who he was. He just said, what's up? And I was like, all right. And that was it. And he said goodbye. it was funny. It was interesting. And, but that brings, you know, hopefully made him happy. His followers got notified. Hopefully they came over. It added some variety. I thought it was funny. It was kind of interesting. But you know, if you're listening here and you want to just pop in and say, what's up to me and ask me a question like that, that's, you know, hopefully it helps you, it helps people watching, and it helps me with getting some new eyeballs there. So that was kind of a rant, but man, I think there's a real opportunity there with the live stream revolving door kind of thing. Let me know what you guys think. I'm really curious about that. I haven't done it yet. Start doing it. Let me know how it goes. See if you notice anything different. I think there's some gold there. Man, you guys, I swear, Christ, you're getting some gold here, I swear. You haven't heard that anywhere else, have you? I haven't. I haven't looked for it either. But you haven't heard that anywhere else, have you? I swear to God, this is like new, as they say, fire. I swear. Oh, I'm good at this. Well, actually, I don't know. I haven't tried it out, so I don't know if I'm good. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening. I hope this was valuable. I had a lot of fun. I mean, there's something building here, people. There is something building here, I swear. And it's going to be special. More special. All right, I'm just talking now. Hey, thank you for listening. Hit me up in DMs. I really want to know your answer to the question from earlier. I really, really do. On Wednesday, my third talk with Jack Lenahan is posting. That was a fun one. I think there's a lot of value in there. And anyways, next Monday, thank you so much for listening to episode 33. Love you guys.